Man has explored and mapped every corner of the Earth. We have categorized and cataloged every known living organism of this planet. There isn't a breathing or moving thing that can escape our array of satellites and cameras. But someone or something is eluding us. What if there were others that we didn't see? Others that hide from our everyday concerns? Witnesses from all walks of life have claimed to have seen one or several moving about cities at night. Though many have denied their existence, hundreds believe they live among us. Are they legend or something we have failed to see? Who are they? They have many monikers, but they are elusive to them all. Since the 1960s, they have been spotted in all major U.S. cities, from Los Angeles to Boston. Their range and migration patterns seem almost unlimited. Within the labyrinths of concrete and steel of the city, they avoid our detection. Most commonly, they move about at night, avoiding crowds and the curious gaze of people. Shadows of buildings and viaducts provide a safe refuge from the revealing glow of street lamps and neon signs. On occasion, they have been spotted in the early morning hours, and even on very rare instances in the middle of the day. They have the cunning ability to avoid all modern-day surveillance equipment. Only one photograph of them has ever been captured. In 1976, a Swedish tourist visiting Houston caught a glimpse of one moving down an alley. Here is that image. Though they have been seen out in single numbers, they usually travel in groups of four and five. At one point, it was thought they resided in the sewers of cities, but that theory was disproven in 1982 when the mayor of Seattle asked for a complete sweep of the city's underground sewage and water system in response to four escaped criminals. Nothing was found. Most people today believe they reside in low-income sections of cities, but recent sightings have occurred in some of America's most affluent neighborhoods, such as Beverly Hills, Greenwich, Connecticut, and Chevy Chase, Maryland. As early as the original 13 colonies, written records show of their presence. Soon after European explorers touched down in the New World, there were sightings. When the colonists struggled to grow crops, they blamed the mysterious visitors. This news was taken to the Native American tribes of the area, where the council chiefs dismissed the outrageous observations. The native villages were then quickly burned to the ground by the colonists. The further formation of towns and cities seemed to concentrate their appearances. Salem, Massachusetts experienced a rather large number of sightings from 1692 to 1963. During the Battle of Gettysburg, three Confederate soldiers, being held prisoner, reported a sighting to the Union Brigade colonel. The soldiers claimed seeing them aiding slaves to the north via the Underground Railroad. The colonel dismissed it as a combination of exhaustion and too much Irish whiskey. They became the laughingstock of the prison. As the country grew, so did their population. The great European immigration to America in the early 1900s coincidentally corresponds with their largest growth in numbers. During the Second World War, sightings became more prominent, mostly in the weapons factories around Baltimore, Omaha, and Kansas City. They are not, however, to be confused with the gremlin incidents of the same decade. This overlap is purely coincidental. Research has shown that they are clearly two separate and distinctively different occurrences. The 1968 Democratic Convention in Chicago saw several sightings by protesters and even presidential candidate Hubert Humphrey. He revealed this in a press conference where he cracked the joke, "As long as they are a registered Democratic voter, they are okay in my book." After interviewing over 100 witnesses, we could not generate a composite sketch. Various sizes, facial features, color, and weight all varied to a degree that almost completely canceled each other out. Different skin types, fur, scales, and even eyes in the back of their head were also mentioned. Many experts believe that their form and appearance has actually changed several times over the past 200 years. Though there has never been any reported direct contact, many believe that they are dangerous. Some say they carry disease and are trying to assimilate into our population. Witnesses claim that they are disgusting, greedy, and crude creatures. Reports have been made of them slashing car tires, stealing shipping pallets, leaping out of the dark and grabbing babies from strollers, and even raping lone men at truck stops at night. Other encounters have been the opposite. They've been called kind, gentle, and friendly, even willing to help us when we are in need. On two occasions, while being mugged, witnesses claimed they came to their aid, fighting off the assailant and then disappearing into the night. People speak that they are good with their hands and have an unusual spiritual connection to the world. A number of experts even hold up their family structure with great admiration and say that signs show of a proficiency in math and science that might even surpass our own. In one interview, a woman is quoted as saying, "I feel bad for them, the way they are perceived and treated." When asked if she would open for them to live in her neighborhood, she declined to comment further. A Hollywood starlet, who will remain anonymous because of threats made to this production, is rumored to have been raised by a family of them. For the last several years, he has been trying to cover up and erase his past. The number of sightings, as seen in this chart, has corresponded with several dominating factors, the first being any type of national crisis, such as the fear of war, drought, or a declining economic climate. The other is usually weather-related, being extreme heat or insufferable cold and snow. They have also, after all this time, become the scapegoats of many of the country's problems, including the corruption of morals in today's society, the rise of terrorist cells, the growing homeless population, and the outsourcing of labor to foreign countries. Others have pointed out the rise in drug use amongst youths, the inflation of corporate greed, and outrageous style swings within the fashion and interior design world as a result of their presence. There is, however, no comprehensive data linking them to the causes of these incidents. Father Eduardo Munoz, a priest at the local San Diego diocese, was walking one crisp fall evening. Wrestling with his slipping belief in the faith, he crossed over Canal in Washington. Next to an air compressor at a gas station, one of them stood watching him. Their eyes met as Father Munoz clung to his rosary beads. Then, as quickly as it appeared, it vanished into the shadows. Father Munoz took it as a sign and continues to practice the faith, even though the Catholic Church disapproves of their existence. Betsy Washington, a street musician, claims that she has come across them several times. A regular at the corners of Royal and St. Peter's in New Orleans, they sometimes show their presence to her late at night. She even claims to have come into physical contact with one. Mrs. Washington thinks they felt safe around her, being she is blind. This man, who would like to remain anonymous, tells us of his encounter. On the launch of this documentary, we proposed to several cities a full scientific investigation of this phenomena. Using the most advanced technology available, we intended to find out the truth of whether or not they existed. When this idea was put forth, we were met with great resistance. Crowds of protesters gathered outside our offices, from New York to Portland. They jeered and held up signs saying, "Take your cameras and go home," and "Technology can't disprove what we already know." On a trip to one city, a man violently jumped in front of our van. He told us to go back where you came from. We don't like your kind here. He then flung a bag of feces at our windshield. When we did set up several infrared cameras and motion detectors around some of the cities, we found the equipment several days later destroyed or missing. At first, we thought it was a possibility that they were actually doing this, knowing that they were being watched. After a report was given on the local news, a group came forward and claimed responsibility of the destruction. No charges have been pressed at this time. Just when we were about to give up, a promising lead came forward. A man stated that he could take us to a location where they gather, often in the middle of the day. We followed him with our cameras until we came to a city square. People, families, and children were all about enjoying the Saturday afternoon sun. When confronted with the question as to where they were, the man simply pointed and said that they were there, right in front of us. We saw nothing. Clearly, this man is delusional. We have, for now, held back on our investigation. Do they only exist in our imagination, or are they real? We may never know. But until they are truly discovered and seen, we will keep looking.